This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Boston Police Commissioner Edward Davis was in Washington today testifying before Congress about his department's response to the Marathon bombings.
Members of the House Homeland Security Committee praised the response to the attacks, but raised questions about the counterterrorism apparatus that might have stopped them from occurring, according to one of the system's architects, former Senator Joe Lieberman.
In a literal sense, the Homeland Security System, we must acknowledge that we built after 9/11 to protect the American people from terrorist attacks, failed to stop the Chernyayev brothers.
Committee members asked why the FBI didn't share warnings from Russia about one of the suspects in the bombing case earlier with the Boston Police Department.
But outside the hearing room where he testified, Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis said such warnings might not have helped.
And you can't follow somebody around 24/7, even though we know they're dangerous. And let me make an analogy on this. We have an impact player list in Boston. These are people that are likely to commit homicides. And there are 200 to 300 people on that. And we watch them all the time. We talk to them all the time. Sometimes we follow them around, but we can't follow them all the time. And so all of that stuff has to be answered in relation to the terrorist issue before we can make a determination as to who did what at what time.
Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis, who testified in Washington today and who was speaking there to WBUR's Kurt Nickisch, who was at the hearings and joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Anthony.
So information sharing, or lack thereof, was a central focus today. Former Senator Lieberman went so far as to say that the attacks could have been prevented. Tell us about what he said.
Well, he really flagged two different things. One was the fact that Tamerlan Tsarnaev apparently spoke out in his place of worship and was asked to leave. And so he just thought that that was pretty alarming and should have been looked into. And the big one is he said that the information from the Russian government, that information that Tsarnaev was possibly somebody who was being radicalized and could be a terrorist, had that gotten through to the state's Joint Terrorism Task Force, it could have changed things. And so that's the key sort of information bit, the fact that he also went to Chechnya and went to Russia and traveled there for a number of months. Those were things that should have been shared, according to Lieberman, with Boston local law enforcement officials. And so when the chairman of the committee, Republican Michael McCaul, he's from Texas, had the chance to ask Ed Davis directly, that's exactly what he went after. And let's listen to that exchange.
Before the bombing, were you aware that based on this Russian intelligence, that the FBI opened an investigation into Tamerlan?
We were not aware of that.
Would you have liked to have known about that?
Yes.
Before the bombing, were you aware that Mr. Tamerlan traveled to the Chechen region?
No, we were not.
And again, would you like to have known that?
Yes.
You know, Kurt, it's interesting. In the wake of 9/11, which led to the whole establishment of this Homeland Security apparatus, there was a lot of talk about an inability to connect the dots. And here we are again. Are there specific proposals about what has to happen to this Homeland Security apparatus, or are we still, is that still to come?
That's still to come. This was the first of a number of hearings, and they actually titled it The Boston Bombings, A First Look. And it's important to note that they just had state officials speaking and some counterterrorism experts, but no federal officials, nobody from the FBI, nobody who had the information and didn't share it and may have good reasons to. And so Chairman McCaul said, you know, there may have been law enforcement failures that led to the successful attack. And that's what he wants to find out. But that's really what we're going to be hearing.
I see. Now, was the problem of information sharing or the lack of information sharing, was that the only problem identified today?
It definitely was the central one. But because you had those state officials there and the Boston Police Commissioner, there was just a lot of focus on just how much the federal government does help the locals. And so Ed Davis was in this position where he was praising the FBI for sharing all the information that it had after that they'd actually identified the bombers and had names. And he said that the federal government gives them a lot of money. And so, you know, they have training, they have people on the ground, and they can do what he thinks is really important, which is community engagement. You know, he pointed out that nobody from UMass Dartmouth came forward to identify the Tsarnaevs after their photo was made public. And so he said, you know, having people who have relationships with people who are in and around these homegrown terrorists, that's really critical to stop this sort of next iteration of terrorism. Here's how he explained that to the committee.
There's no computer that's going to spit out a terrorist name. It's the community being involved in the conversation and being appropriately open to communicating with law enforcement when something awry is identified.
So, Kurt, where does this congressional probe head next?
We're going to hear from some of those federal officials in the future, and I expect that the information that Ed Davis and a state Massachusetts state public safety executive, Kurt Schwartz, shared with the committee, they're going to use what they learned today to decide who they want to invite next. But I think that question of information sharing and how resources are best used is the big question, because you heard from Representative Peter King and other Republicans on the committee who just said, look, we've spent billions of dollars to outfit and train everybody, and if it's failing, you know, why are we spending that money? So those are going to be the next questions of sort of lines of inquiry.
And Kurt, finally, before we let you go, there was a new development up here today. The body of Tamerlan Tsarnaev finally laid to rest, we understand, correct?
Yeah, the Worcester Police Department announced today that the body has been entombed, but we don't know where, except that the remains were apparently buried outside of Massachusetts. Now, I asked Ed Davis about that today during a recess in the hearing, and he said he doesn't know where Tamerlan Tsarnaev is buried. Actually, he said the body is buried, but he said he's glad that it's done, and he said he's just tired of hearing the name. He just doesn't want to hear that name ever again.
Well, that's WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reporting for us from Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Kurt.
You got it.
And before the break, this update on some of the victims of the Marathon bombing. As we've reported, 8-year-old Martin Richard was one of 3 people killed in the blasts. His parents were also injured, and his 7-year-old sister Jane was also severely injured. She lost a leg and is still at Children's Hospital.
Jane has had 11 surgeries since the bombing. Last night, doctors were finally able to close the wound below her knee. And today, the Richard family released this statement.
They wrote, "Getting to this point has not been easy for Jane. In addition to all of the surgeries, she has also had to fight off infections and other complications. After not being able to communicate with Jane for the first 2 weeks, she woke up with difficult questions that needed to be answered. There are not words to describe how hard sharing this heartbreaking news was on all of us."
And the statement continues, "People near and far have made loving gestures and poignant remembrances. We are aware of tributes and vigils across the area and around the world. Martin was Boston strong, and now we must all be, for him and for all of the victims and their loved ones who are going through a hell we wish we never had to know.
As hard as it is for us to do so, we ask for your continued patience as we work through something for which there is no roadmap and there are no instructions."
That statement from the Richard family of Dorchester. You can read the family's full statement at radioboston.org.
There's more of the show after the break. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.